Absolutely. So the last 40 hours here have been extremely tense in Israel. Really, the escalation that we're seeing the last 2 days approximately started when Hamas launched from the Gaza Strip rockets towards Jerusalem, towards our capital. And following those rockets, we're now at a stage of more than 1,200 rockets that have been launched towards Israel from the Gaza Strip. A large number have been launched into Tel Aviv, in the center part of the country, really the economic and then professional and sort of cultural center of Israel. Citizens have been in shelters. I myself included in this have been in shelters for much of the last 24 hours, running in and out of shelters. And it's an extremely tense situation here. And as the IDF, of course, we are responding and we are striking targets within the Gaza Strip. Hamas targets, where we know that Hamas is launching rockets and storing rockets and really doing everything that we can to make sure that they don't have the capabilities to continue this onslaught.
Earlier today, I was listening to your foreign minister during a briefing, and he referred to the people that are engaged in this activity against Israel as terrorists.
Yes, I mean, certainly Hamas is a terror organization, one that is recognized as a terror organization by much of the world, absolutely.
So this is definitely, you know that this is definitely coming from this organization. It's not coming from some other group. No other group has that kind of capacity in Gaza, correct?
Well, we do know that there are some other fringe or smaller terror organizations, such as the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. But certainly Hamas is responsible for this. They are the main actor or the main player within the Gaza Strip. And as you mentioned, they have the experience and certainly have the capacity, unlike any other organization that's operating there.
I know that you have something called the Iron Dome there. How is that performing? First, tell us what it is and how it's performing.
Yeah, so Iron Dome truly, along with being a technological really innovation, I would say that it's a miracle. Iron Dome is a system that we developed here in Israel that intercepts incoming rockets in air, actually. And I have to say, I don't get any percentages or any credit from the professionals who created it here. I just say this as a citizen of this country. It saves lives. The system has infiltrated about 90% of the rockets that have come into Israel. And without it, I think we would be seeing dozens, if not, dare I say, hundreds of lives lost here in Israel without that system. So it has performed incredibly well and is really a central part of our defense.
How are people in Israel responding to what the IDF and the government are doing to deal with this?
Yeah, here in Israel, I think that we're a very strong country. We're a country that comes together during these times. So certainly there's a lot of concern about the situation. And as I mentioned, I found myself last night running to the shelter in my apartment building along with my neighbors who just had a newborn baby, some of my elderly neighbors, and people are certainly scared, trying to remain though optimistic and certainly have faith in the IDF to do the job and to get this job done. And of course, for us in the military, it's certainly a strong sense of responsibility and duty that we have to defend the people who live here.
It's my understanding that, well, obviously the military is prepared for whatever it needs to do to protect Israel. Several people have said it. Israel will do whatever is necessary to protect Israel. And I'm assuming, based on what I've heard from some of your other colleagues, that this is a situation that's sort of in flux right now. It seems to be intensifying. But what is the IDF preparing for? Is this something that is a few days, or is it possible to even assess at this point?
This is a very dynamic situation. So we are assessing it really, almost on an hourly basis to get a better understanding of what's going on. As the military, we are prepared to do whatever it is that we need to do, really to restore calm and to bring life back to normal here in Israel. We get our guidance from the lawmakers and from the political echelon. We will respond as necessary to whatever task they put on us as the military. But we are really monitoring and assessing the situation on an hourly basis.
From IDF's perspective, when did this situation start? What was the starting point? Where was it, and when did it start, this whole provocation or concern right now?
Yeah, so this situation started about 40 hours ago with those rocket launches towards Jerusalem, of course, which is our capital. And, I would say, I would would say to your listeners to really imagine waking up to rockets being launched to the Capitol and what that would do. So, of course, you know, that we saw that as a gross violation, certainly of our sovereignty, and something that was for us absolutely unacceptable. Rockets launched by Hamas, you know, to a city that is holy not only to Jews and to Christians, but to Muslims as well. And the situation really escalated from that point. And as I said at the beginning, we're now with more than 1,200 rockets that have been launched. And for many Israelis really spending the last 48 hours in shelters.
Can you talk to us about...
But that was really the initial, I would say, catalyst.
Okay. Can you talk to us a little bit about how far IDF is planning to go? Because what we're hearing here is this is an escalating situation, and this may actually end up turning into a war. And you know, these are not my words. These are what I'm hearing from other people. I know the U.S. is sending an envoy there, but does this kind of have that capacity? I know you said you're sort of assessing things by the hour, but is IDF prepared for a full-on war?
Part of being the military and then part of our responsibility on the day-to-day basis is to be responsible for and prepared for a variety of different scenarios that could possibly take place. You know, I don't want to jump the gun at this stage and predict what could happen down the road, beyond really saying that we're monitoring the situation and we will be prepared to do whatever it is that we need to do to restore calm here.
So what is the extent of the activities that you're taking in Gaza? I guess I'm asking, what kind of weaponry are you using there? Are there any limits on what you are using and would use there? Because there are lots of civilians packed into tight places there.
Absolutely. So we, you know, pride ourselves as a military, of course, on abiding by all of the laws, international laws of armed conflict. At this point, the actions that we are taking within Gaza are from the air. We take every effort to be as precise as possible in striking the targets within the Gaza Strip, which is a challenge in an area that is as densely populated as the Gaza Strip. And, you know, Hamas is very aware of this, and much of the infrastructure that they've established within the Gaza Strip is purposefully and intentionally built, really making every effort possible, including contacting civilians, telling them to vacate, telling them to leave, sending text messages, calling, sending a method that's called knocking on the roof, which is sending a kind of an empty tap, if you would say, ammunition, an empty ammunition onto the roof to warn that that we're coming. We're really making every effort possible, even at times when it's to our tactical disadvantage. But we understand the reality there, and the civilians in Gaza are absolutely not our target in any way, shape, or form.
Captain Libby Weiss, spokesperson for the Israeli Defense Forces. JJ Green, WTOP News.